they'd stretch it between these, they had four of them. They'd hang it up, had a place to hang it, in the room or outside somewhere, hang them down. Just right before they could sit in a chair and sit up to them things. And they had holes every few inches along, all the way around. There was four of them. And you put that cloth under one of them, fasten it there, stretch it out both ways. Well, they'd get these cotton bats, lay cotton in there, and they would get the other side of the quilt. Put it on there, and they'd go sit there with the needle and thread. Up and down, up through that thing, sewing it. Put it together. It hadn't been too long. My wife went somewhere to help them make a quilt. She's got a bunch of old quilts that were made that way. And they'll take, like they're making them dresses, she'll have a bunch of scraps left. Several different pieces of cloth, different colors, just scraps. I didn't go buy scraps for little or nothing. They'll cut them up, whatever little squares, whatever you want, and they'll sew them things together. And you'll have your little pattern there. The whole quilt will be a bunch of little squares made out of scraps. Pretty. A lot of time.
What did they use to hold the baby diaper in place?
Safety pin.
Okay. And you'd sign your name with a...
Well, up till they got...
That was Mary. She says she's got your coffee dripping.
Good.
I told her, well, you'd be there when you got there.
That's right. Jay's off, did he? He's usually down at 4:30. It ain't 4 yet.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to take you down and get us some coffee. What else you going to do?
You want to go down there? I'll take you if you want.
Oh, no, I'm going to stop at that little old store down there. You want me to play you a little tune?
Yeah, I'd love to. Tell me what you're playing.
Now this old fiddle here, I've had it about 40 years, I reckon, 30. I picked that thing up in town. I was passing down the street one day and I had to go in a store that it, I believe the matter was buying some cloth or something. And this thing was laying on the counter there with some clothes as that. I was a Jew. I saw that thing laying there and I said, well, he had a tag on it, $10. I said, is that fiddle for sale? Yes, sir. Give me that $10. So I bought it. That old fiddle, I didn't show you it. I believe it's outside. It's an old fiddle. I kind of got the history on it. There was a fella, he was a Bulgarian, I believe. On the back of this old fiddle, it's got engraved on it, O-L-E-B-U-L-L. That's pronounced Ole Bull. That was the man's name. He come to the United States. He was a rich man. And he thought he was buying him some land.